We recently received a question from a listener. John Hansen from Madison wrote to us saying, Camp Randall has more than football history. Could Wisconsin research more of the Native American, Civil War, and namesake history of the stadium? Of course we can, John. Tim Peterson from WPR's Central Time went digging for the answers about Camp Randall's history.
Camp Randall's story begins like many cultural landscape stories. The land where it sits in Madison was occupied by indigenous people going back about 12,000 years.
And I just want to acknowledge that when Europeans migrated to this area in the early 1800s, the Ho-Chunk people were well established here.
That's Daniel Einstein, University of Wisconsin-Madison Historic and Cultural Resources Manager. Einstein says there are Native American archaeological sites all around the Four Lakes region, though little is known about any activity on the site of Camp Randall specifically. We do know, he said, a bit more about how that land was used around the time of the Civil War.
Before the war and after the war, there were state fairs, as well as other major public events like the circus. It was in 1861 that the federal government called upon the states to muster soldiers for the Civil War. And at the time, the governor was Alexander Randall. He identified the former State Agriculture Society fairgrounds as a place for a military training camp. So Camp Randall is a military training ground, lasted for 4 years from 1861 to the end of the war in 1865. Over 70,000 Wisconsin troops moved through the camp, sometimes as many as 5,000 people at a time. By the end of the war, there were 40 barracks, a hospital, officer quarters, stables, a commissary. One of the stories that is particularly interesting to Camp Randall is the period in 1862 when 1,200 prisoners of war, Confederate soldiers, were brought to Madison and were housed at Camp Randall. During that period of just over a month, 140 of the soldiers died mostly from disease and wounds prior to their capture. And those soldiers were buried in Forest Hill Cemetery, just here on the west side of Madison.
For nearly 30 years after the war ended, the area that had been the military's Camp Randall went back to being used for the state's fairgrounds. Things changed when the state actually purchased the land in 1893.
The property was being considered for residential development. And the veterans approached the state and said, that wouldn't be right to convert these hallowed grounds. So they convinced the state to purchase the property, and it was given to the university for their use, for their exclusive use. And in 1895, the first football game was played on the field next to the agricultural fairgrounds grandstands. And that would have been located where Engineering Hall is right now. So the old grandstand had problems. The bleachers collapsed, and in 1917, the money was allocated to create a new stadium, and the first concrete seating structure was built into the side of Breeze Terrace, that slope on the west side of Camp Randall Stadium. And then subsequently, there were many additions made to the stadium, and now, of course, it can accommodate up to 80,000.
WPR's Tim Peterson brought us that story on the history of Camp Randall. And that story idea came to us from an audience question as part of our Wisconsin project. Submit your own question and we might answer it in a future Wisconsin Life segment. Go to WPR.org/Wisconsin. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.